And now this is a dictation for Kristi, K-R-I-S-T-I, Griffith, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H, August 1775. Kristi comes for follow-up. Renal transplant from identical twin, last visit in April. Has some ringing of her right ear with decreased hearing, progressive slowly over the last few months. No associated headache, double vision, no nausea, vomiting, no vertigo, no problems with speech, swallowing, or respiratory distress. Kidney transplant without any tenderness, good urination, extensive review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, as the only transplant medicine. She takes herbal preparations for menopause. Today weight 129, blood pressure by nurse 111.75, alert orientation 3, normal eye movements, no nystagmus, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, tongue jugular midline, no focal weakness, upper lower extremities, no kidney transplant tenderness, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no edema. Next paragraph. Chemistry is November, normal kidney transplant, creatinine 0.85. Normal potassium acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no anemia. Does have, however, low sodium in 131-133. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant from identical twin on low-level immunosuppressants. Kidney function is stable. Next number, high-risk medication, no side effects, complications. Next number, normal blood pressure, no treatment. Next number, all chemistries with kidney disease is stable. Next number, hyponatremia, hyposmolality. Appears to be chronic, persistent, presently not symptomatic. We discuss one more time the meaning of this, a problem with water balance. We'll assess urine sodium and osmolality to indirectly check activity for ADH. I'm asking her to restrict fluids. She can eat more protein as well as sodium, although this is not a sodium problem, but blood pressure is normal and she has a space for that. We discuss how the low sodium can affect her well-being, primarily neurological symptoms. At some point, we are going to update thyroid studies. There is no evidence for potassium acid-base abnormalities to suggest adrenal problems. She doesn't have a primary care. I've been asking her to find one. In the meantime, we're going to request ENT evaluation for this right-sided decreased hearing and tinnitus. End of dictation.